For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team will travel to Minnesota State Mankato this week off of a Community Appreciation Day win over Upper Iowa a week ago. We're joined by senior running back Gen Adams out of Phoenix. He had 7 carries for 67 yards last week, 4 catches, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns. On those 2 touchdown catches, showed a lot of really good, fast footwork getting out to the edge. How much do you work on that?
We work a lot on that, but most of the – I'd have to give all the credit to Jordy. He threw 2 great passes on both of those, and then the line on the first one did a great job selling the pass pro and then getting out on the screen. The second one, I saw a couple of pancakes over there, so they did a great job on that. I just used my speed, and I've had the speed in a while, so I just kept using my speed and got out there, and they did the job, the rest of the job for me.
You're in the vicinity of 190 to 200 pounds, which is not terribly big. How do you not take such a beating each and every week?
I just focus mentally. I mean, I think mentally is the biggest part of the game. I think 90% of it's mental, 10% is physical. So as long as you don't really let that pain get to you, you don't feel it, in my opinion.
You're from Phoenix. You started your collegiate career at Simon Fraser in British Columbia. You then transferred here. How do you go from Phoenix to Canada to Bemidji?
Well, I originally got recruited here as a senior in high school, and I really loved it here. I actually almost committed my first day here, but there's just many other reasons that I wanted to look over my 3 other places, and I decided Simon Fraser at first just because there was many different reasons I decided there, but mostly it was academics. They had a well-known academic program, but after some reasons for football, which is my primary reason there, I decided to come back to Bemidji because I loved, on my visit, the coaches here, the players, and the city even. A town was really football around, surrounded, so I came here. I knew the cold was going to be something different from the heat, but it's nothing to me. I love it. I'm originally from St. Petersburg, Russia, so the cold there is just as bad as it is here. So
I would say it's probably worse there than it is here.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's a saying in football that there's only one football to go around. Your offense is 4, 5, maybe even 6 deep at running back and 7, 8, 9 deep at wide receiver. How are there enough footballs to go around for everybody?
I think that's the great part about our offense. We have so much versatility with so many different players that whenever one of us gets one great play, another one can come in and make another great play. There's no reason for us to be selfish. We all give each other high fives for everything. We love it when one of us makes a big play, and that's the way we play.
Everybody's all right with numbers that maybe aren't as high as they could be?
Of
course. As long as you're winning, right?
As long as we're winning. That's the main goal. We're here to win the conference, the division, and ultimately the national championship. I mean, this week, we don't care if everyone gets one reception, one rush. As long as we go out there and win the game, that's what matters.
Craig Bagnell is a bit of an offensive genius, your offensive coordinator. How complicated is this offense?
It's complicated at first when you first come in and start learning it, but after a few days, you really get in a role, and the teammates help you out. Great job. Quarterbacks, they understand the system, so they'll help you out right away as soon as you're on the field. And Coach Bagnell, he'll do a great job in just orchestrating week to week what we need to do. So he'll come up with certain plays, schemes, even new formations for us that we might have to learn in a little bit of time, but it's a great thing.
MSU Mankato last week ran 75 plays. Upper Iowa, your opponent a week ago, ran 108. How does your opponent dictate the tempo of your offense?
Our opponent, we try not to let them dictate our offense. We try to let ourselves dictate what we can do. We go as fast as we can no matter what, and obviously sometimes there's going to be those times where they have long drives and take us off the field, but we trust our defense to make a short drive and let us go back out there and try to score as quick as possible.
Best of luck.
Thank you.